Starvaker, read by Jonathan Case. Overnight, snow had fallen thickly again in Croftondale, and now in the morning, the fells on the other side of the valley were pure white against the sky. Further down, where the sun had not yet reached, the woods by the beck was steeped in shadow and would stay cold all day. The freezing mist that was twined between the leafless beech and birch had already driven a hungry fox to seek food elsewhere. A line of deep paw prints came out of the gloom and into the pearly light that washed over the drifts on this side of the dale. Yet the animal seemed to have changed direction abruptly. Startled into a hollow or ditch by the folk out shooting nearby, men from Micklebrow, probably, who'd walked over the moor to take advantage of the wide, empty canvas on which the grouse and pheasants were as bright as streaks of paint. The sound of shotguns and whistles doubled in air that was uncannily still and expectant after the blizzard. The storm had lasted for hours, and the extent of its fury was marked by icy cornices blown over the dry stone walls. They were wild, jagged crests, like those of a sea surge breaking on inadequate defences. So the winter went on, adding to itself day by day, making the houses in the dale seem even more remote from one another than usual. None of the farmers had been out yet with a plough, and on the road by Starvaker, the snow cleared the evening before had frozen solid. All along the verges, it was piled like crumbled pieces of cumulus.